have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
We now return to Night Boat, the crime-solving boat.
Faster, Night Boat. We've got to catch those starfish poachers.
You don't have to yell, Michael. I'm all around you. Oh, no, they're headed for land.
We'll never catch them now.
Incorrect. Look, a canal.
Oh, Night Boat, go!
Oh, every week there's a canal.
Or an inlet.
Or a fjord.
Quiet! I will not hear another word against the boat.
I was young, I was dry, but to sail I would go. 1 hour on the water, I was soaked down below. Though I tried, I couldn't hide from my mother's piercing view. But all she would say was, a big boy like you. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
Get a little pissed here.
Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor First Mayberry, the boater, and Mike the Mariner, who happens to be at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show today, doing a live stream for us. And by the way, have you had to take off your shoes how many times so far for the event? Mike.
Five or six or seven times. Every time we step on a boat.
And then when you came back, did you leave with your same shoes or take someone else's?
Yeah. These are the same shoes.
Okay, just checking.
You haven't been as lucky as Greg, huh?
Yeah, people like to go there and get an upgrade.
It is easy to make a mistake because one of the boats we were on earlier, I took my shoes off, and as I was walking away, I looked down, and there was another pair of shoes identical to another pair of shoes. I could have easily put on the wrong shoes.
Yeah. Well, were they in better shape than yours? If they were, you made a mistake. If they weren't.
Yeah, I did. I made
okay.
a mistake.
Okay. All right.
No, but there's a lot of really cool stuff. So it seems to me that sports activity boating is really where the designs are driving. If you look at like this boat here that I'm standing next to, is called a Nimbus W11, and it has doors and decking,
extra deck space. The shell of the boat just folds out and creates more deck space for you to play on, I guess, right?
It's like a transformer.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
It is, and it's perfect for diving. And also, it's an outboard-powered boat, but it has a rear deck that goes all the way out around the outboard motors, which gives you an immense amount of deck space and utility.
I assume that folds up, though, when you're running, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It looks like it does, yeah.
It does. It folds up and out of the way, so the apparatus is out of the water. It's actually very robust.
Do wheels come out from the underneath side and you could drive it on the street afterwards?
Probably so, if it's a true transformer.
No, but there is a boat here that can do that.
Yes.
We saw the boat last year, and it's here again this year. It's a boat that you can actually drive up to a boat ramp, and it drops wheels down at the bottom, and then it powers up the boat ramp on hydraulic treads.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. Well, that Nimbus is what size is that? Can you tell? Is that that looks like a fairly good sized vessel.
Yeah, it's an 11 meter, so what is that? Probably
35,
43 feet. It's bigger than 35.
Oh, that's right. It'd be 33.
Yeah.
More, 13 or whatever.
It's about a 40 foot boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a 40 foot.
Yeah, I'm selling it short.
He's hoping I'm going to figure it out.
You're the accountant. Come on, Barry. Do your job, for Christ's sake.
It's the weekend. I'm not thinking.
It's only Matt.
I figured that since Greg's going to be sporting for the first boat that we rent, there's a larger one that's 213 feet.
Yeah.
And you could rent that for, what is it? $390,000 per week. 12 people on that boat.
$400,000 with a tip. Yeah. All right. So...
How would you tip for that?
Yeah, well, we could go in like three ways and split it. So I'll pay, you know, like 1%. You guys play, you know, split the 99.
We're gonna need a bigger
card. 32,000. We're gonna need a bigger person.
Yeah,
credit card limit. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, there's that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, what else have you seen there at the show? I mean, that's pretty cool right there, but you're seeing a lot of outdoor activity type things. Or you think that's a That's something popping up. I mean, actually, they put out in their press release from FLIBS that there's more like catamaran-style vessels at the boat show than there has ever been before. I assume that includes like pontoons, but I'm not sure. Well, have you seen anything to that effect, Mike?
Wait, yeah, absolutely. We saw a really nice Prestige 42, I believe it was, catamaran that was specifically designed to, they call it a narrow catamaran. So one of the big challenges with larger cats is the beam's too wide to go to a normal marina, and you're relegated to a T-dock, or you have to find a marina that can accommodate that wide a beam.
Yeah.
This boat was specifically designed to be able to use a standard marina. So any marina that has a 50 or 60 foot boat slip, this boat will actually fit into it.
And, yeah. Well, what usually is the beam limit on something like that? Do you know? I mean,
usually, 20 is what you want to be under. This particular catamaran is 19.5.
Gotcha.
So 19 feet, 5 inches wide, which puts it in the category. You're able to, it opens up a lot of options for you.
Right.
In terms of which marinas you can go into when you're on a long trip.
Okay. Makes sense. Barry, what do you think there, buddy?
I'm seeing a lot of high-end pontoon boats there. I saw Bennington at the convention center. Yes. This thing looked like the Cadillac of pontoon boats.
Yeah.
I mean, three
I think that's one of the, isn't that one
tanks?
Of the brands that Captain Rusty runs at his dealership? One in Bennington, he's talked about them before.
I don't know. All I know is that this thing was gorgeous. And I mean, it's a pontoon boat. You think of a pontoon boat, you think of, you know, that was built in someone's backyard with some plywood and a bunch of 55-gallon drums. This is not that.
Not so much. How much are those going for? You got prices on them or no?
No, I didn't get prices on them because they are not the cheap ones. Yeah. They're not like the intro model. What is that? The one that... is made by Yamaha.
The switch.
Yeah, the switch is more.
Yeah,
the Sea-Doo switch is more like a little family outing type pontoon, and this one's a luxury pontoon.
Uh huh.
This is a Greg pontoon boat.
Yes, sounds kind of bougie, which is
bougie
style.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
You can get up to $200,000 in some cases.
Well, okay. Well, that's fine. Barry can buy one for me for Christmas. Yeah,
sure.
That'll work. It's either that or a week on one of the fancy yachts. It's up to you, Barry. I'm not that picky.
you're going to get 30 minutes on one of those yachts.
Yeah. It actually looks like the traffic's starting to build up a little bit more there on the dock. Is that true, Mike? You got a lot of people walking by you right
now. It is. The traffic has picked up, and you would expect that. It's great weather and mid afternoon, so everybody's walking around.
That's right. Happy hour starting to kick in. Our buddy Eric Stone is on site. One of the musician friends that we know, that he's always working the boat show circuit. I know he's there at the boat show, and
yes, he's over there,
folks.
He's at Bahia Mar. He is in one of the floating docks that's closest to land.
Just look for the booze, and you'll find Eric playing music.
Yes,
that's
he's already
how
set
he
up.
Rolls. It goes hand in hand.
We're looking at a boat and talking to a representative, and it turned out to be a guy I went to high school with.
Well, there you go.
He said, "Man, I know your name." He was looking at my name tag.
He's like, "You owe me money."
You owe me money.
Yeah. No,
what about the foods? Food smells over there.
I paid him a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah. Barry wants to know about the food smells. He picked up a lot of that on Thursday. Are you picking up a lot of smells? Hopefully, good ones.
Yes, the food smells fantastic. Fantastic, and we're about to go partake in that right
after. All right. Well, there you go. That's a good plan. Well, Mike, good work there, buddy, at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show.
Yeah, our first live show.
Yeah. He looks like he's having a better time than Barry and I back
in
the
studio.
I could
go back there tomorrow.
Well, go, and we'll cover more of this stuff on the big show next week. Because there's so much going on. It's the largest boat show in the world, they say. Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. There you go. Mike the Mariner on site. And we'll kind of, have it bleed into next week's episode. Cover some more highlights and comments and things like that. Till then, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Here you are. you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.